Blog Talk Radio.
And on air, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and we are joined by our co-host, Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great.
Okay,
all right.
We're going to make this a quick show.
There, huh?
We're making this, I guess we got one caller, but go ahead, do your spiel.
Yeah,
spiel.
We're
going to
try and make this a quick show. Uh-huh. All right, and for those of you tuning in and listening to today, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. We are featuring our specials today. There's specials on the 30 minutes, the 1 hour, and we even have the 4-week subscription also on sale. So check it out. It is howpsychic.com. All right, Lori, you ready to take our first caller here?
Yep, and then I have a special guest on the phone, so hold on 1 second. Area code 214-226, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
LaShondra, and I'm in Vegas.
Hey, LaShondra.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, what's your question, darling?
I'm basically trying to see when do you see a life partner coming in for me.
Okay, give me one moment. Just try and tune in. All right. As far as I'm feeling, we have a heightened opportunity around the next couple of weeks to about the very first few days of next month. Life partner is what will be coming your way. I feel, though, that you're also going to see some movement with someone from the past as well, LaShondra. And that person's going to come forward a little bit. They're going to communicate a little bit more. And then they might disappear for a little while again. So you're going to have that option to turn around and make that into something good. But there is someone new coming in as well, and that one is much better potential. That's going to be on that timeline I gave you here just a few moments ago. Okay.
Okay.
LaShondra, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you called into our show? Were you married at one point? Your voice sounds familiar. Your name sounds familiar. Were you the one that was married and moved, or?
I'm married, and
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you're married, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you're in the process of getting divorced?
He contacted me today about, you know, divorce. And so he asked me would I sign the papers, and I told him yes.
Okay, can you do me one big favor?
Hmm?
Can you please take some time out for yourself instead of wondering when your life partner's coming in? You have to understand that you're getting divorced, but you still have an attachment with this person. So that paper legally is not done. You are spiritually connected with him, physically, mentally, sexually, and karmically. One must cleanse and take time to rejuvenate in order to manifest a good life partner. If you were to manifest a partner right now, they may have a lot of baggage because you have a lot of baggage right now. So I want the best for you. And so hopefully you'll take my guidance and my opinion to heart that I want you to really cleanse and purge every single soul once that paperwork is done. And the law of attraction is, if you want good things, you must cut cords with every single thing. I even went to the point when I broke up with my fiancé, I went and even got a new license tag, painted my whole house, new carpet, new everything. Because there was an attachment with that person.
I start counseling on next Monday on the 18th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So can I ask you to first go into your own transition and let Source bring it to you when it's healthy for you? But right now, I would not even think of another partner because you're not even out of one partner. And if you really respect yourself, sweetie, and you love yourself, that's what you would want for yourself. When you're a spiritual light worker and you're a spiritual being, don't think humanly, think spiritually. You want the best for yourself, but right now you are not at the best of your game. So just know when you are good, you're going to manifest everything that you're looking in for a partner. Put the feet on the other side. The man came up to you and your part, and you're, he was in a relationship, that's a no-no for him, hopefully. That should be a sign, a red flag to anybody that will come into a man or woman's life. A sign knowing that's something that you don't even enter. When you enter in baggage, you end up with baggage. Don't do it.
Okay.
And if you need spiritual counseling, if you want someone to help you progress on karmically, Adam can definitely help you on a monthly too. He can definitely help you on that, you know. But I, as a woman to woman, and I love myself because I went through my own journey for 4 years. And you got to do that. Until then, nothing moves. Adam can sit there and tell you. Adam can sit there and tell you got a new partner coming in. It does not mean that's going to be the right partner for you. You're going to meet a lot of people if you want. Because if you're wanting something, you actually have an internal void. So fill that internal void with lots of love and joy and get that inner child back out of you, and you'll find the difference. Does it make sense where I'm going with this, hon?
Yes, I understand completely.
Wonderful. And you call him if you need some help, if you want some additional stuff. We can help you get that going, too. He's really, really inexpensive, so, okay, I'm putting that out there to you. But I would love to see you go on your journey.
Wow.
And
I believe she's also already started the process. We just haven't done too much there. But, we do want you to take that break, and we want you to be able to focus on yourself as well, hon. Just because I see that coming in doesn't mean we have to go for something right away. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have fun, hon. I'm excited for your new journey. Let your hair down, girl. You're in Texas.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Adam, I'm going to put a young lady back on the phone here.
Okay.
I've been talking to her. She's my client. And I'm going to get her on the call, and she's going to ask you about a job interview on Thursday. Can you ask that question for her?
Yeah. What's her name?
Lena?
Yes.
Hi. Okay, good. Guy, you ask Adam your question. Go ahead and ask him.
Hi, Adam. I have an interview on Thursday. I was just wondering how you think this might work out.
Okay, here. All right, why do I feel like this is one interview in a series of interviews you've already done?
Adam. What did you say?
Have you been to any other interviews?
With this company? No. I've been to an agency.
I mean from any other companies as well.
I went to an agency last week.
Okay. All right, because I'm seeing a call back from something else you went to, and just bear with me. You're going to get your answer here. I see quite a few things that happened. The interview you're going to go to is going to go well, okay? But you need to go into it with confidence. You need to build up that confidence level in yourself a little bit more. And I'm sure Loie has already tried to instruct you on that, as she is very intuitive herself. I feel that you have a way of, you know, let's say connecting with people, and you're a very easily liked person or human being. But a lot of times you feel very much judged by others, and we do not want you to bring that kind of fear into the interview, because that is what can damage the interview. But what I do feel is that it will go well for you. They will like you, and, you know, I want you to just focus on manifesting that to go well and even better. I want you to say, I'm going to have a great interview. I'm going to have a great interview until you get there, okay?
Okay. Is this are they replacing somebody? Do you have any idea, or is it a new position? It seems like
it's a new position.
It is.
Uh-huh. And from what I'm feeling here, hon, you're gonna end up getting a job. You're gonna get a great job. Okay, you're gonna get great pay, and it's gonna have a good environment. You're not gonna have so much, you know, the negativity from people. Now, you'll always have a little bit of negativity no matter where you go, because there's always one person nobody likes. However, what I'm feeling here is that whether it be with the one you're going to or the one you've been at, you know, I'm seeing an offer coming on the table from either one of those.
Is that anytime soon, within a month? Or?
Just let it go on timing,
yeah.
Lena.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hope with this new moon.
No hope. Remember, there's no word hope. He just taught you. I didn't have to say that. He doesn't even know you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, Adam. I am working with her on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. I struggle with self-esteem.
Okay, so there you go. I just gave you some wonderful insight for your interview.
Yep.
Let me tell you something, okay? I can sense you're a really good person at heart. And you have a lot of self-esteem in certain areas, but not enough in others. And here's the thing. I've been through life. I've been through hell and high water, okay? And there was a time where my self-esteem was, you know, not even existent, let alone low, okay? But over time, even on my first show, doing these radio shows and things, I needed to build self-esteem, and we all go through that period. It's not a problem, you know. It's nothing to be ashamed of. But here's the thing. Your self-esteem comes from recognizing that you are a wonderful human being and loving yourself. Removing the fear, we remove all of that fear that we're not good enough. You know, if you can love yourself, why can't someone else love you?
You want to hear something funny, Adam? Just 2 weeks ago, I gave her value affirmations.
Wonderful.
Yes, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, sweetie, and I wish you all the best, and I'll send out some prayers for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hold on, Lena. Okay, go ahead, Adam.
Okay. For those of you out there, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. We don't really have any other callers here in the queue today. We're going to go ahead and end the show a bit early, as we all wish you well and love and light. We will be with you tomorrow afternoon, so please don't forget to check out Psychic Talk Radio tomorrow. It's going to be called Psychic Talk Radio in the Afternoon. Wishing you love, light, namaste, and we're going to bid you a good night.
Good night.